suspicion surrounds a new leader in Pakistan. An extreme makeover in Zimbabwe needs you to get involved, and gypsies have something in common with orphans. See what it is on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Now, as Sharif's return to power in Pakistan brings with it some unique challenges. Amid accusations of vote tampering, the newly elected prime minister is quickly moving to form his new government. Sharif faces economic troubles, terrorism, and sticky foreign relations issues. On the issues of religious freedom and the blasphemy law, Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says,
"It's hard to see a situation where this is a huge dramatic change on the issue of religious freedom, on the issue of the blasphemy laws there, just because he's been in power before, and if he wanted those kinds of changes, you would have thought that he would have made some moves toward them when he was in power last time."
Believers remain wary, and with good reason.
I think we need to pray for this new government as well. We need to pray that they will stand for minority rights, that they will stand for religious freedom, and will protect the rights of Christians and the rights of others to be a part of Pakistani society.
Next, rebels who took over the Central African Republic in a coup are now demanding payment from the new government. Trouble's brewing if they don't cough up the money. Meanwhile, HCJB Global's partner, ICDI, got its radio station back on the air. It's been 6 weeks of silence since the rebels looted the station. Staff prioritized radio so that the gospel would continue to go out. Keep praying for them, though. They lost $300,000 worth of equipment. It's still pretty tense. There's more at our website. This is Mission Network News. Today, there are 159 million children who are considered orphans around the world. Now, many of these kids are in orphanages. Today, you can make a difference for at least one of them. Tiffany Taylor with Orphan Outreach says their program's unique.
There are a lot of wonderful organizations that do sponsorship to help vulnerable children in communities across the world. But ours are specifically helping children that are orphaned. They are children in orphanages that need support.
You can sponsor kids in Guatemala, Honduras, India, Kenya, Latvia, and orphan graduates in Russia. It's more than helping with their physical needs, though.
We have to meet their physical needs, just as Jesus met the physical needs of everyone he met. But then that allows us the opportunity to feed these children spiritually. And every one of our programs has a spiritual component.
$36 gets you started. Find out more at missionnetworknews.org. Next, extreme makeover Sinyati needs your help. Zimbabwe is experiencing the worst inflation, and hospitals are shutting down as a result. Baptist Global Response is in their third year of upgrades for the Sinyati Baptist Hospital, a picture of Christ to the community. They made some major progress, but a lot of work remains. Go to our website to see how you can help. Pray the Lord will provide resources to finish the renovations. And a couple from Romania is caring for 10 orphans as if they were family members. But Vision Beyond Borders' Marshall Grover says they're struggling to keep a roof over their heads.
Originally, they had a one-year lease on the property, and then it was shortened to 6 months. Recently, it has been shortened to 1 month.
On a recent trip, Grover and a few other believers shared the gospel with his family and a gypsy community. Conversion is a pretty big deal for the gypsies.
They have been labeled as a pack of thieves and liars, immoral people and such. For them to step out from what they have been previously labeled as is pretty hard for them.
Want to join the next Romania trip? Just go to missionnetworknews.org.
Pray for trust in Christ as Savior among the ones that have been exposed to the gospel.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life with your best gift. It features some brand new songs. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your very best gift, and I'll give you a copy. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.